The back-to-school drama is real. It's not even back to school yet.
I know.
Still got another week. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to another Parental Confidential. This message this morning came in from Linda from Greece, who says, "Hi, guys. It's Linda from Greece."
Hi, Linda.
"School starts next week, and I don't get it. My seven-year-old has to walk the longest route to get to the bus stop, and it makes zero sense because some kids are barely leaving their driveway. My kid's having to walk a half a mile just to catch the bus." And I
She's like, this is discrimination.
"I reached out to the Greece school district and the school itself. Nobody has an answer for me. Why is it okay to make a kid walk that far, especially when the weather gets bad? I work in the mornings, so I can't always drive him either. But does anyone know how this is supposed to work or if there's anything I can do on my end? Thank you, Moose and Breezy." All right, quick message from Linda. Very relatable, too, considering I don't think it's the first time we've heard a message like this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. We've definitely been down this road before.
585-252-9800, because our friend Linda here has a good point. Does anyone know how this works and if there's anything she can do about it? Because not all parents are capable, as we know, of driving their kid to school each morning.
Right.
If you've been in a situation like this, how do you fix it? Because the first thing that comes to my mind is, what if this poor kid breaks his leg and has to go on crutches? Then what? Good luck, little Tim.
Absolutely screwed.
God bless
you. See ya.
See you later. What are you doing?
I know. It's just part of the jurisdiction of where you live, what the bounds are, because there were neighborhoods in around me. Like, I didn't grow up in a neighborhood, but there were neighborhoods. It's like, I'll meet at one stop, and I'm sorry if you live at the top of the hill, but, like, genuinely not my problem. It's just saving time, and honestly, sometimes the district has to do that.
But isn't it a safety concern for a seven-year-old?
Oh, they don't care. They literally don't care. Also, there are kids that, like, walk to school as well that are probably walking the same, if not a similar distance.
I know. It's different times. And we always talk about this, too, because if I ever got a lecture from my parents, it's I had to walk to school in the snow barefoot or up a hill. We've heard that story. It's like, did you guys all grow up in the same exact place?
We had buckets on our heads. It's like, you grew up right here in America. It wasn't a third world country. Like,
Wait, why the bucket on the head?
I mean.
What was that for? Covering yourself from the rain?
No, like literally farming.
What? Oh, to put the berries.
Yeah. Yep. Again, you wouldn't even know what I'm talking about because that didn't happen here. Well, maybe some Mennonites do that, but we're not going to get into that. I'm always, like, the Mennonites are always catching strays, you know, from me.
They really are. Absolutely.
They're like, we literally don't even listen to your show because we don't have a technology, so leave us out of it.
But we still enjoy electricity. Let's go over to Chelsea that's texting in first. What's up, guys? Linda, check with the school board about submitting a formal complaint, because sometimes when parents push, they adjust the routes. My niece had a long walk in Henrietta, and after enough phone calls, they changed it. So that's what you got to do. You got to nag them about the entire bus stop situation. I remember at 7 years old, my bus stop was directly across the street from the house. Mm-hmm. So I just had to walk over there and wait at the corner. It was very convenient. And I couldn't imagine at that age walking like half a mile.
Right. I know. I mean, I already told you the story about my brother, but I'll tell you again.
No.
My mom was like... Well, this was all by choice, but my mom was like, you can either play a sport, get a gym membership, or walk home from school. Granted, we lived 5.5 miles from school.
Oh.
It was literally a 2-hour walk. He's like, I'll walk home.
No.
Yeah.
Why? Why did he decide to do that?
I don't know. Also, we live
Max,
on a very busy road.
Max,
so.
Are you listening right now, buddy? I know you are. What possessed you to want to walk 5 miles home from school?
Literally 5 miles. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you're not even exaggerating.
And my friends, we would be driving home from school, and they would see him and be like,
do you want to lift?
Max, like, hop in. He's like, no, I got to walk.
What a good kid. Obeying by the rules.
So honest. Yeah, it was honestly wild times, wild behavior indeed.
If you guys are just tuning in right now, so Linda from Greece sends us this message. Her 7-year-old has to walk the longest route to school to the bus stop when school starts next week. Some kids are barely leaving their driveway. She doesn't have the means to drive them each morning because she works. And so how does she handle a situation like this? Because when the weather gets bad, and we know it will in January, what do you do in a situation like this?
Right.
It's a safety
concern.
It is a safety concern. Chelsea says, who else is here? Let's go to Jennifer. I work mornings too, and my son had to walk a mile last year. I ended up leaving him earlier and just having a neighbor watch him until the bus came. Not perfect, but better than stressing both of us out. Adriana says, Moose and Breezy, I heard what you guys are talking about. This mom might be able to request a closer bus stop through the transportation department. My friend did that for her kids. They're supposed to consider safety in extreme weather conditions, so best of luck.
This person says, my kids go to Greece High School, and they were supposed to walk to another neighborhood. I emailed the director, and they realized it was a quote-unquote error. Now they are being picked up closer, but it is still a walk. This person says, Greece is catching strays too. Greece changed them. I mean, makes sense. Greece changed the walking bus stop guidelines. High school kids can now walk up to a mile and a half.
Oh,
if I was walking a mile and a half to school, I just simply wouldn't go. I'm like, honestly, I can't sweat before homeroom. This is insane.
Do you remember when I think it was Greece? Do you remember when the buses were trying to save money on gas so they would do no left turns and their route was only bus drivers making right hand turns?
I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, that was a real thing. But I don't know what district. I just remember they were doing it and it was working like a charm.
No left turns.
Yeah, because it's longer to make a long left turn.
We also just chucked it into cruise control and just like hope for the best. Kids, it's a rolling stop. Come through.
I was such a tattletale growing up.
Still are.
No, I'm not. I told on our bus driver because I thought he was drinking on the job. But it was a diet.
It's a crazy accusation.
Right. And I went home, told my mom. She called the school. I was like, you want to check bus 748? I think the driver's under the influence.
It's a Fresca.
It was a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So that was my bad. Let's go over to Mark real quick.
Not you threatening this man's job. He's like just trying to provide for his family. You're like, he's hammered. He's like, I'm really not.
I was seven. Same problem
you
here.
You would do that now, though. You would do that now.
I send my kid with reflective gear in a phone if he has to walk that far. It's not ideal, but the school said the bus stop replacement isn't flexible unless there's a documented safety concern. It's ridiculous that kids have to walk that far when they're that young. The system is broken.
Think about my plantar fasciitis. Like, please give me a break.
That's true. Kids have that too. Oh. And then, we got a bus driver here. Let's go over to this guy I told on.
Literally.
What's up, Tom? Tom's weighing in. Good morning, guys. I just want to give some perspective from someone who used to drive a school bus. Sometimes the routes are set based on distance guidelines, neighborhood layouts, and traffic safety. It's not always something the bus drivers decide. If parents raise concerns, the district sometimes will reevaluate stops, especially for younger kids. My advice, keep documenting and keep calling the school. They can only ignore you so much. All right, that's good advice. Thank you, Tom. Sorry.
He goes, you also almost costed me my job, but thank you so much.
I'm sorry about what I did when I was seven. Thank you for the message this morning, Linda. It's a relatable topic because so many people have gone through the same thing, especially in Greece.
You wanted to be a cop at the ripe age of seven.
PXY Mornings. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning on PXY. As of yesterday, the Powerball jackpot has surged to an estimated $815 million, making it the seventh largest jackpot in Powerball history.
Let's go.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So the next drawing is scheduled for tonight. Some say if you win the jackpot, it will be the biggest regret of your life. Does anyone else feel like winning this insane amount of money is more of a curse than it is a blessing?
It changes literally everything. It changes your life will never, ever be the same. And if you watch any of those shows, the downfall and the curse of winning the lottery, winning the jackpot, winning the Powerball, insert an enormous amount of money here. You literally, your downfall is about to unfold in front of your very eyes. I distinctly remember, I don't know how old I was, but I remember watching one of those shows, and I was very young and very impressionable, and I just saw this woman blackout in the back of a limousine, and that's how she got around. She had no more friends. She had no more family.
Me
she
in Italy.
She was an alcoholic. Yeah, she was an alcoholic. Part of the course.
Perfect example, Breezy. Jack Whitaker, $315 million. His granddaughter died from an overdose. He was robbed multiple times, sued constantly, sued a lot. And then he said he wish, if he had one wish, it would have been to tear up the ticket in the first place.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So can you explain to me this? Because I don't play Powerball. I don't play the lottery. I don't know how it works. I don't get it. Is this a national thing or is this just here in New York?
No, the Powerball is national.
Okay.
So that's why it's so big. This is, I mean, like I said, this is the seventh largest in jackpot history.
Yeah.
And like I bought my tickets last night.
So let me ask you this. It's different than, you know, the lottery, right? Like the New York lottery.
That's right.
Because you had like the Powerball is different than the New York lottery.
Correct. New York lottery, it's just for the state of New York. I mean, you have two major lottery games. There's Mega Millions and then you have Powerball. And both are offered, I think, in what? All states?
Okay. And then that's my next question. Based on state, is it, do you have to disclose that you are the winner?
You know,
because if it was up to me, I wouldn't tell anybody.
There are some states where I believe you have to make an announcement.
Like come forth, yeah.
Yeah, because there was one story that I saw of a guy who had to go on TV, but he wore a mask and gloves the whole time. He wore the scream mask, so his family members wouldn't know it was him that won the jackpot.
Genius.
And there's two types of people when it comes to winning the lottery. I mean, you have people who would keep it a secret. Which would be me.
That would be me too.
And then you have others who would go full Kardashian overnight.
Which is insane because like we are like the loudest mouths in Rochester, but I am capable of keeping a secret.
No, I could something you like know, this.
Yeah.
Because
your life kind of depends on it, honestly.
You already know the bad that can come from this.
Right.
Let's say you won this $815 million jackpot. Most people already know the first thing they would do with the money because everyone has thought at least once in their life what it would be like to get filthy rich.
Right.
Me, I'm calling my boy in Pennsylvania, financial advisor. Tell me what to do with the money, where to put it.
Yeah.
Then I would start writing some wills. Okay, my niece, my nephews at this age, they're going to get this lump sum.
Right.
Then it goes to family members, and then I start making donations, and then you never hear from me again.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Because Moose goes, if you won the lottery, would you still do this job? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I would get my affairs in order, but yeah, I would do this job.
So I think it depends. Here's the thing, because we just get this text right now. This came in from Josh. Guys, money doesn't change you. It just changes the way people treat you. Yes and no.
Yeah, yes and no.
Money changes how people treat you. You got the fake friends, the long-lost cousins suddenly showing up, all that.
Right.
But let's not pretend that it doesn't change you, because if you got $800 million in the bank, your priorities shift. Your standards go up, and so does your ego.
Yeah.
You just become a different person. That's what money does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to go back and read all of these stories of the people who won the lottery, and all of the stories are dark, like this Jack Whitaker. Then you have Billy.
Jack Whitaker sounds like
an actor.
A horror character. Reaper Jack Whitaker. Okay.
And then you have Billy Bob Harrell Jr., $131 million. Bought everyone houses and cars, was hounded constantly for money, couldn't take it anymore, took his own life.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, keep it on the low low. Keep it on the low low.
Abraham Shakespeare, we all remember him, won the jackpot, was murdered by a woman who befriended him after the win. Killed him for his money.
See, and it's so hard for, like, us specifically because, like, there are people that like want to know us and want to befriend us for the job that we do. And that's fine and well, right? But add another layer of money on top of that, because it's, I mean, we're no millionaires. Let's keep calling
it. Well, I mean, what are you talking about? What is it that we offer?
What do you mean?
Tickets to Ja Rule? What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe it's just me that's getting these requests, which is totally fine.
No.
I mean, you can't relate.
I'm not disagreeing. Like, the ticket thing is always going to be there, but we're talking about people with, like...
No, but I'm saying, like, we understand it on, like, the smallest degree possible, but add money on top of that, it's like, it's all over.
Yeah, you add money on top of anything. I wonder, and I'm asking this to some of our listeners, because this is not for Breezy and I. Would you stay with your current partner if you hit the jackpot?
Why not?
Oh, some people are not happy. And they're like, when you got money, you can have anything, do anything. I guarantee you there's so many people that are like,
okay, if you're not in love and you're not happy, yeah, get your divorce, get your bag and leave.
Don't. The guy that just won the $273 million?
Yeah.
He won it a week after his wife divorced him. What are the odds? I love that story. He looks so happy in this photo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, yeah. I mean, might as well be a week before and not a week after, because that could get a little dicey.
Okay, guys. So the Powerball is tonight. I think they do the drawing at like 10:59 p.m. Eastern time. What I did, and I'm not telling you my numbers, but I asked ChatGPT to spit me out 3 random games. Okay, that's a total, I believe, 18 numbers. That's the five with the 6 Powerball? Anyways.
I don't know how to play, but yes.
It's $2 a ticket, so I went in. I gave the woman...
How many tickets did you buy?
It's 3 total. Okay. So I'm playing 3 games.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, these numbers look like winners to me.
Oh, please.
They look like winners. If I do win,
You had nothing to do with it. Let's just put it that way.
Don't matter how you win, as long as you win the game. But if I did win, Breezy, don't worry. I already figured out the amount of money that I would give you, even though you don't deserve it. I'm a very generous individual.
Right.
You'd be taken care of.
Okay, perfect. That's all I really... It doesn't matter if I deserve it or not. As long as I get it...
Realistically, how much do you think you should get if I won $815 million?
I said a million. You said 10, so let's meet at 5.
I would do 5.
All right, 5
That's
is great.
Pocket change.
Yeah, that's
great. What about me?
We'll talk to you later about that one. We'll have to sort something out off air. You know what I mean? But it'd be similar, maybe slightly less. But
yeah, so guys, if we show up tomorrow morning and it's just dead air, you know why.
You know why.
Will be. Miley Cyrus can definitely love you better. That's what she does.
She for sure can.
It's 69 for the high today. What a beautiful start to the morning.
Yes.
Guys, PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy here. We all have that one friend who's a ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
For years, but now the vibes are off. They've
vibes
changed.
Are off.
Maybe success got to their head. Maybe they're just, I don't know, deadbeat. Whatever the reason may be, they're not who they once were. And as somebody who's very loyal, like Breezy, how do you handle a situation like that?
So it's been tough because I have always taken pride in the fact that I have had the same friends since high school, right? And everyone's like, oh my God, I hated high school. I couldn't get out of there quick enough. Like, bah. I'm like, oh my God, I love it. I loved it. I love the friends that I made. I love the connections that I made. Like, I still to this day talk to most of them on a near daily basis.
Sure.
I'm lucky in that sense because not everyone can say that, either that they left with friends or that they still have them. But I'm noticing that although I may have left high school, God, 15 years ago with a solid group of friends, they're not the same people as they were in high school. And I don't think we should be, right? I think we should evolve. And I think that we should grow and mature and move on to the next chapter of our lives. But when you change so drastically and you change who you are as a person to your core, it's you find yourself in a tough situation to continue to be friends with these people that you just quite literally have nothing in common with.
Well,
you don't believe in their lifestyle. You don't understand their lifestyle.
So do they owe you a conversation, or is it okay to just kind of drift away quietly?
I think that it's okay to drift away quietly, but what I'm going through right now is like, I just don't understand. Like, I just don't understand how someone can change so drastically. And I've talked about this with like my mom and my friends' moms and my friends, and they will just say like, this is a part of life. But I'm having a really hard time dealing with the fact that at one point you were this person and now you are like a complete stranger to me.
Yeah.
Churning butter. You know, no.
Why? Did they turn Amish?
That's kind of the vibe that I'm getting a little bit. Like, I'm being so genuine right now.
Really?
Like,
where did this come from?
I'm trying to figure that out myself. And it's just like, there was a point in our lives where like, they were, I don't know, not like making fun of people like that, but a little bit making fun of people like that. And you can live life however you want to live life. I think it's just when you get into your 30s, and I think other people can relate to this, and
right.
You make the shocking realization that like, oh, wait, I don't even know who this person is anymore.
Nor
do I want to, if I'm being honest.
We've all had one friend that just kind of drifted away. And like you said, it is okay to outgrow people. Right. That's just life.
Right.
You want that to happen. As you get older, you want your circle to become smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, there are some friends who are just going to have different experiences in life and drift off and do their own thing, and you'll never understand it.
Yeah.
How do you know?
It's inexplainable. And I get that, like, there's a lot of things that go into play of, like, trauma and religion and people finding different things that they're interested in. But I get that people, like I said, I get that people change, but to change so drastically into so the other side of what you were, I think what kills me the most is curiosity, right? Like, I'm curious, what lever in your brain was switched that you're like, and now I am a completely different person?
Whatever experiences you've gone through or your spouse. You know, because you become a product of your environment.
Or the experiences that you are intaking on your phone.
If your husband doesn't like electricity, then you're not going to like electricity.
Yeah. If your husband wants churned butter, you're going to churn butter. And it's giving trad wife, and that's fine. If you want to live life that way, you do what you need to do. But it's just not for me, and I don't think I can relate. And I'm taking a step back. Respectfully, of course.
That's what you got to do. And I'm sure Ezekiel.
Do you think that I'm in the wrong for that?
No.
Or do you think I should be a good friend and continue to?
If you have questions, I 100% think you should call her and ask her. Like, what's Jeb Daddy up to? What's Jebediah doing?
Start barking Bible verses at me. I'm like, wait, I'm confused.
I mean, what's the final straw in your friendship with this girl? What's the final straw? It doesn't sound like you've hit your ceiling just yet.
Here's the thing. There is no straws because we don't live close to each other. So there's no like active communication, right? There's no like, we talk all the time or I see her all the time. So it's just like when I hear whispers or I see something, I'm like, huh, okay, that's different. That's different. But I guess you're different now.
Right.
That's fine.
And that's okay too. You just have to accept that. Except the fact that you're never, ever going to talk to her again. And she used to be one of the closest people in your life. I'm just saying.
Not me sobbing. No, I know. I know. It's just a hard pill to swallow. And I guess that's the pills that we're swallowing in our 30s.
Yeah. I'll never forget one time I was in Pennsylvania and I met an Amish guy. And I told him,
Amish?
No, Amish. Okay. And I told him straight up. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go off the grid. And he was like, ah, cute hobby.
Oh, you're like, honestly, show me.
I'll be here all night, you guys. Try the veal.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.